Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boys, 105.3 The Fan, and a good afternoon, Stephen. How the heck are you?
Good afternoon, guys. Good being on.
It's good to have you. We were just talking about things your dad, Jerry Jones, said this morning with our midday show, and he was asked if the draft picks you got from the Packers might be in play to make the team better immediately. How do you look at that?
Yeah, I think you're always open to any opportunity, whether you have extra or not. If you see something that, especially when you're talking about draft picks, it will make you long-term a better team, which was part of what that trade was all about. The two number ones, and felt like Kenny Clark wasn't just a one-year fix. Kenny's going to be here and be a top player for us, we think, for the next 3 years. So anytime the right opportunity presents itself, then we're open to it. And I'm not privy to what he said. I don't think I heard his interview, but
he said, absolutely.
I mean, yeah, I would be for it, and for looking at something that gave us a chance to not only make us a much better team this year, but make us better for the future.
I mean, you were within a score of Philadelphia. You had a great offensive performance in week two. The defense giving up 450 yards to Russell Wilson, I think, has been a big part of the reaction this week. How close do you guys think you are right now with this roster?
You know, I think it's a work in progress. Obviously you can't do that. Give up the yardage we gave up and the points we gave up and the big plays, the explosive plays. Everybody on the staff, our team, the organization's aware that you don't win many football games doing that. And we think we got one of the best in the business in Eberflus, and got all the confidence in the world. We're going to do the things that we got to do to shore that up. I do think there were some positives in terms of something that we've been focused on, which is stop the run. But at the end of the day, it's got to be an all-around performance. And, we got to continue to run the ball and stop the run. But obviously, we can't be giving up 8 explosive plays in a game and giving up that type of yardage if we want to be the type of football team we expect to be.
Yeah, Steven, I kind of look at your team right now. Your offense is going to put opponents in a lot of bad situations where they're going to have to chase points. Is the pass defense something that's now more of a concern than run defense if opponents are having to throw against you?
Well, I think all the above, Brian. I mean, the run game, you definitely want to be able to do that. But I do think, between philosophically and scheme-wise, we can do things that will continue to make us better, but I also have a big belief that we've got really good football players that are going to be coming back to help us, whether
sure.
That's Ron Bland, whether that's Revel, whether that's Diggs continuing to come off that injury and get better each week and understand what's expected of him. I think the pass rush can continue to get better. We're not going to solve it overnight with one player, but getting Clowney in, I think helps us. I think, you got players like Easy, Dono, that are going to continue to get better as pass rushers. And, just overall feel like, we can do the things and move in a direction that our defense is only going to get better. And as you said, I think offensively, we have some personnel and we have some things, with a great quarterback like Dak that are going to stress the other team's defense as well. So this is a work in progress. By no means is anyone satisfied, a long ways from it. And we got a lot of work to do here.
What is the plan for Clowney on Sunday?
You know, right now it's going to be a game time decision. We're seeing how he does. He did more today, but probably I know Jerry had mentioned he'd have a chance to play, but after practice and talking about it today, it's probably a final game time decision, but leaning toward him probably not playing this week.
Steven, it seems like James Houston has been one of the more efficient pass rushers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On this defense, what's keeping him from maybe getting more snaps, more opportunities?
I just think it's everybody getting a feel for all the things that everybody does well. I agree with you. I think he's doing an outstanding job and has had some really good rushes. I just think it's figuring out the right chemistry, the right groupings to play together. We want to keep people fresh. I think that's real important. And a pass rush is to make sure, at the end of games when you need it the most, you can get the rushes you need to make the quarterback make quicker decisions and give the secondary some help. So I think all these things are really important, but hats off. 53 is doing a great job out there, and, that's why we also added Clowney. You can't have enough of those guys, and you want to keep them rested.
With BB, the mid-ankle sprain there, a broken bone was also reported in his foot. Does that complicate or extend his recovery in any way?
No, I think it's still in the time frame we mentioned. I mean, it's that 6 to 8 week time frame. I usually bet on those offensive linemen. They're rough and tumble and don't want to miss, and he fits that mold exactly. So we'll see. But no, that was we knew the full prognosis when we when the time frame was out that it was going to be 6 to 8 weeks.
How close do you think Trayvon Diggs is to the player that he was pre-injury?
I think we'll see week to week. I know he's driven to do it. I think we got a great staff over there, working with him to get him in a great position to having the success that he's had in the past. And, felt like it's all coming. Like you said, I think it's all in front of this secondary. I think Kyer Elam's going to continue to get better. So we've got a good group of men out there that are going to get better week in and week out, and ultimately work ourselves into the team that we need to be.
Jerry was teasing some contract talk about Brandon Aubrey, the best darn kicker in football. Any update there, Steven?
No updates. As you know, I don't like to comment on them till they're done. I agree with Jerry. He's one of the best darn kickers in football, probably the best darn kicker in football. But, we're lucky to have him. I mean, obviously, he played a tremendous role in that victory against the Giants. And he's a class act. As great as he is on the field, he's a better man off. And he's the type of guy we want to keep around here.
Are these officials going to get the tush, push, false starts proper this week?
I know we've talked about it internally as a committee, okay. And I know that's the ultimate goal. Our guys do a great job. Their job's never easy, but certainly we want to get it all right if we can.
Very nice, Steven. Give him hell up there. We'll be pulling for you.
All right. Great being on, guys.
Yeah, great to have you. Steven Jones here, brought to you by Ford Official, a vehicle of your Dallas Cowboys. And, yeah, NFL has instructed officials to call that tush-push play tight going forward after the Eagles used it against the Chiefs a bunch of times. NFL VP of Officiating Training and Development Ramon George emphasized the need for officiating these plays tightly, especially in short yardage situations. Andy Reid suggesting the Bird Turds may have executed the QB sneak plays early, adding scrutiny to the tush-push tactic. Cam Jurgens expressing frustration with the various interpretations of the play, denying accusations of lining up offsides or holding the ball. What's that part of it?
Probably underneath him there. He's like, he's lining up offsides.
Yeah, his helmet's in the neutral zone.
Yeah, so he, the way he's positioned.
I mean, one of those line of scrimmage lines had it way back, almost like they were all lurching way forward. And, you know, I guess you can get some free yardage and basically put the back of your neck in first down territory, and it's just a matter of burrowing. But that would be interesting. Do you think it'll slow him down?
Yeah, it's going to get called a couple of times, but I would keep running it. Because every officiating crew is different. Now we'll see. It's one of the best plays in football. It really, really is. I mean, if you think about the success rate of what and how it's used, it's really a weapon.
When they run it, it's damn near unstoppable.
Yeah, they get first downs with it, Dawson. You talked about that. They get touchdowns out of it. So it's the people talk about, oh, it's a scrum, it's this, that, and the other. No, it's a snap, it's a block, it's a push. That's what we do, you know.
We're live at Pickler Universe here in Carrollton. This is what we do. Once again, we've been here several times over the summer. It's the best place to play pickleball in the entire world. The Stella Artois is flowing. Look at that. They brought us a bucket, beer samples for everyone 21 and up. And it looks like Rain Clean Energy has their energy drinks going again over here. They got some good sugar-free energy drinks.
Yeah, those are rocking.
I was flying last time. So whatever you need to do, if you like pickleball, this is the place to be. It's right off 35 and Bush up here in Carrollton. We got the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening, and more coming up next here on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.